I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Time to check back on the international soccer game we asked you about in today's Geo Quiz. The BBC's Aleem Mikbul was on hand for the game between Jordan and the Palestinian national soccer team. Aleem, this was a close one. Where was it played?
Well, it was played in a small town in the West Bank called Ram, and that's halfway between Jerusalem and Ramallah. And this was a brand new stadium. It's nothing much to write home about. It is two concrete stands, but it is first time Palestinians have had something like that, and it's been paid for by world's governing body, FIFA, but also by the Arab governments as well. And it was really a very emotional moment for a lot of people, because Palestine isn't a state as yet. People here are still living under Israeli occupation, but the team is recognized in international sports. So this was a real moment for Palestinians to be patriotic. And actually, the first goal that was scored by a player from Gaza, and that moment really took the noise levels into the stratosphere, and there was just a huge cheer, and you could hear fireworks going off all around the town. So in the end, it was Palestine 1, Jordan 1, so it was a draw, but it was a really momentous moment, certainly for Palestinians, thinking of this as something more hopeful even than just being about sport.
And hopeful that future games are going to be played on the West Bank?
Yes, because they are football crazy here. I spoke to some members of the Palestinian Football Federation today, and they were saying, look, we are just really glad to have got that one out of the way. We have never staged an international before. It was really stressful. Everything went to plan, and we're definitely going to do it again.
Well, Aleem, was there any favorite comment you heard from a fan during all the celebrating after the game?
Well, it was extraordinary. I mean, a lot of them were talking about realizing a dream. One person said it to me, Nidal, who was sitting right in front of me. He said, it was like being given a sense of freedom, that Palestinians could do normal things that other countries do, host internationals. And it was a proud moment. I think if they thought about it rationally, it doesn't really change a lot in terms of the conflict with Israel. You know, the movement restrictions are still there. In fact, the stadium is right next to a big concrete wall. That's part of the barrier that Israel has built. It's to keep attackers out of Israel. But what Palestinians say is that that barrier is actually part of a land grab. It's actually separated the town of Ram from the rest of the city of Jerusalem, which is what it was connected to. So families have been split there. There were these issues with players being able to join the squad. So yes, it was a great occasion. And yes, there were a lot of smiles on a lot of faces and people really enjoyed the moment. But I think once they went away from the match, of course, they still have to go back to the daily struggles.
The BBC's Aleem Mikbul, not far from Ram in the West Bank. Thanks.
My pleasure.
By the way, Palestinians are watching our presidential election. One is even cold calling American voters. You can hear that at theworld.org.